We're broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios.
Don't forget to download the free MyMTE app.
It'll help save you money on your electric usage.
And you can pay your bill through the app.
Search for it in the App Store today.
Visit MTE.com. MTE.com.
Middle Tennessee Electric.
Serving to make life better
since 1936.
This is a WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Scott Walker.
Terry Deal with us this morning to talk about Adams Place and what folks maybe need to prepare for in the future whenever they decide to make that decision of going into independent living or maybe a nursing home. So what all is happening at Adams Place?
We are staying busy. We are staying full. We've got a full line of activities from the independent living through the continuing care and rehab communities. We are just constantly hopping. We're ready for some warmer weather so that we can get outside a little bit more.
Yeah, I think this week we're going to see temperatures almost up to 70 or right at 70.
I saw that myself. I hope so.
I'm ready for that.
Yeah, me too.
By the way, for those listening, you can text us any questions at 615-893-1450. As we start this morning, what are some things that people need to be planning ahead about when it comes to moving into somewhere like Adams Place?
We are just constantly hopping. We're ready for some warmer weather so that we can get outside a little bit more.
Yeah, I think this week we're going to see temperatures almost up to 70 or right at 70.
I saw that myself. I hope so.
I'm ready for that.
Yeah, me too.
By the way, for those listening, you can text us any questions at 615-893-1450. So as we start this morning, what are some things that people need to be planning ahead about when it comes to moving into somewhere like Adams Place?
I guess the big thing is kind of looking a little bit down the road at what your expectations are for aging. Everybody likes to have the thought of aging in place in their own home. And while that is a great concept, it's not always the smartest idea. Socialization is one of the biggest things that we see that the aging population is in need of. And when we're sitting in our homes, we just don't get the socialization that we need. So looking down the road at, making our own decisions, I like to tell families and potential residents all the time, if the individual that's making the move can be in control of their decisions, their transition into a downsized lifestyle is going to be much more successful than if the family has to step in and make those decisions for them.
It makes sense to start planning about this stuff probably way ahead of time.
Oh, absolutely. I have heard it said it is much better to make a move 2 years too early than 2 minutes too late. And there is a lot of truth to that.
And that socialization aspect, that's true for any age group. You need that socialization.
Absolutely. We saw a lot of that coming out of COVID. I think, we realized just how much isolation has a negative impact on us. And you're right. It doesn't matter how old you are. That isolation is going to impact your lifestyle.
I know the results of that during COVID, we saw even in school-age children, increased anxiety. That was one of the number one things.
Absolutely.
It's wild what happens when you isolate yourself, yep. Even without meaning to.
Right. Well, I mean, in any setting, if you're isolated, you're going to just start self-talking. And the more we self-talk, the worse things get.
We can sabotage ourselves just by overthinking.
Absolutely.
We do already have a question. And it says, what are the financial qualifications that I need to move into Adams Place? And then it says they're 73 years old now. And it's asking, do you require first and last month's rent and a security deposit? I guess they're asking, is it kind of like renting out an apartment?
It is similar to renting out an apartment. It is going to be dependent on which part of campus you're moving into. So requirements for independent living are different from those in assisted living, memory care, and in long-term care. So my advice would be give us a call. Let us help figure out which part of campus you're talking about. And then we can sit down and get much more specific with you. I can sit here all day long and give generalized answers. But if I'm not speaking to your specific circumstances, I'm really not answering your question.
I'm guessing a lot of those who live at Adams Place, they have been homeowners for years and mm-hmm. years, and they're probably not very familiar with understanding how do we make this transition. Is it like renting an apartment, which a lot of them probably haven't done in 70 years or so.
Many, many years, yeah. So there are some similarities to apartment living in that it is congregate style living, meaning everything that you need is under one roof. You know, in your single family dwelling, you have neighbors 50, 100, 200 yards away, however large your space is. Whereas in a space like Adam's Place, you're going to come out of your front door and you're going to have a neighbor right down the hall. And then a little bit further down the hall, you're going to have another neighbor. So when you make a move, for instance, into independent living, you come in and you've got 100 neighbors built in automatically. Doesn't mean that you have to associate with all 100 of them, but they're there. And all of the amenities that we provide are there if you want to take advantage of it.
So if you're not known as being a social butterfly, it's okay.
Absolutely. I've got several residents that completely enjoy being in their apartment, doing their own thing, coming out for meals to get that social time, and then going back home and resuming what it is that they do, whether that be hanging out with their family and outside friends, or maybe doing art projects in their home, or reading, or any number of things.
Now, I'm sure one of the questions you get a lot deals with food. And, you know, what do you do about going to the grocery? Do you have meals there? What goes on with all of that?
Both. In independent living, for instance, our residents do have full kitchens, so they can certainly continue cooking. We've got a couple of residents who do baking on a regular basis and then share the spoils with staff and residents. We've got some that still enjoy cooking full course meals for themselves, but then we also have the dining room and we also have our bistro, which offers an additional dining venue. So in independent living, it is completely your choice. We do provide transportation to get to the grocery store if one of our residents is no longer driving. But then even in assisted living, they offer 3 meals a day, but residents still have refrigerators and microwaves in their apartments, so they can still do some cooking if they're interested.
Now, I know last time you were on the air, you talked about how Adam's Place was growing. You talked about an expansion mm-hmm. project. Update us, I guess, on that.
Well, unfortunately, there's not a lot of update. We are in a holding pattern because NHC does have a number of development projects, and mine is just one of them. So I am in line for the development. So I'm just waiting on the green light to stick a shovel in the ground and get going with that expansion.
Looking back over the years, Adam's Place was started by a doctor.
Yes.
Which is probably unusual from a lot of other assisted living and nursing homes as well, mm-hmm. when you look at those other places across the country.
I would think so.
That's a good thing.
It is a good thing because Dr. Adams, he saw, you know, the reason why he started NHC is because he saw a very desperate need to improve the aging of our seniors. And he had an incredible vision over 50 years ago of not only what we needed to be able to provide in a nursing home setting, which is today referred to as either long-term care or continuing care, but he saw the greater vision for being able to provide a campus-type setting so that we could age gracefully, if you will, so that we can step out of home ownership into or onto a campus setting like Adam's Place and basically have access to anything and everything that you would need for the rest of your life.
I also find it interesting that over the years, his family has worked and been a part of Adam's Place and NHC year after year.
That is correct. And they still are.
You don't see that with other big companies at all.
No. I think that NHC is a really special organization. And what I mean by that, Scott, is, you know, it doesn't matter if you're the newest hired employee or if you're the CEO. We are all the same. In my 6+ years of being there, I have stood shoulder to shoulder with the regional vice president pushing water out of an area that water didn't belong. You know, a lot of corporations, the workers, if you will, are afraid of when the corporate guys show up. Yet with us, with Adam's Place and NHC both being in Murfreesboro, we have corporate representatives in our building all the time. And they're just like us. They will stop. They will talk with the residents. They'll sit down and they'll talk with the partners. And that really, I think, sets us apart from a lot of senior communities and a lot of corporations in general.
Here's an interesting question. It says, I enjoy my cigars. Are there designated areas where I can smoke my cigar?
Well, unfortunately, Adams Place is a smoke-free campus. I do, however, have a number of, I have several residents who do enjoy their cigars, and they just go stand on the side of the property, and, you know, they go for a walk, get a little health in while they're smoking their cigar. So, yes, they can still do that, but we do have some parameters that they need to work within.
It makes me think of George Burns and his old movies that he used to have.
Yes.
Again, Terry Deal, Executive Director of Adams Place, with us this morning. If you have any questions, feel free to text those to us at 615-893-1450. What's something that you first think of when somebody comes to you and says, you know, hey, I'm thinking about moving somewhere like Adams Place? Mm-hmm. When they ask, what stands out about Adams Place versus everywhere else?
A lot of places talk about providing person-centered care. We are certainly one of them. I have had opportunity to work at a couple of different communities in this area, and I will say that Adams Place really does prioritize person-centered care. Don't get me wrong, we're going to make mistakes. We're going to have challenges from time to time, but we always put our resident at the forefront of every decision that is made. And every day when we go to work, our focus is on what we can do to make their end of life the absolute best. And that end of life, I mean, could be the next 20 years, it could be the next 2 weeks. But we want to do anything and everything that we can to give them opportunities to continue growing, to continue serving if that's what they want to do, to make them comfortable, to provide for them in every way that they possibly need provision of care.
And have you seen some residents who move into independent living end up living there for the next 20 years?
Yes, we have. The longest standing resident that I had, she moved in with us right after independent living was open. She made full use of the entire campus. She spent 21 of her years in independent living before needing to progress into assisted living, and then ended up transitioning from there into continuing care. Spent right at 24 years total on our campus.
That's really cool.
It really is, and that's the reason why we have the campus setting that we do, so that you can move there and stay there literally for the rest of your life.
Here's another question, and this is somebody who is looking for a father to live there. Are there any programs to help them manage their medications in independent living, or do I need to hire out private care for that?
So the provision that we have is a partnership we have with Senior Helpers. This is a 15-plus year relationship that we have with them. Senior Helpers is a third-party non-medical provider of care. They can provide assistance when we have them in independent living. They can provide a la carte type services. So if one of the residents needs medication management or medication assistance, they can literally go in there and give just medication assistance without having to provide any other care. So yes, you can get that. It is, however, through a third party. Now, as you progress through the campus, when you get into assisted living or beyond, then that medication management comes with part of the packaging.
So when somebody moves into independent living, do they need to also get their own renter's insurance? What do you get?
I always recommend that anybody in a congregate setting have renter's insurance. We certainly provide insurance on the building and the contents of our building, but we do not provide insurance for the individual's personal contents. It is their choice. I recommend it, but that's not required.
And another question here, it talks about keeping their car. If I choose Adams Place, can I keep my car? It says, I don't want to give that car up.
Absolutely. I don't blame you. If you're in independent living, you will have a pre-assigned, dedicated, covered parking spot, so you don't have to fight for where you're going to park. If you are living in assisted living, there's dedicated parking around the front entrance of the building so that you have easy access. But we do have residents in both independent and assisted that are still driving.
What's the youngest resident you see in independent living? And then what are some of the upper ages?
So the youngest right now, I believe, is about 67. We have had them move in early 60s. So Adams Place, campus-wide, is a 55 and over community. So minimum age 55, anything above that is fine. Right now, my average age in independent living is 83. I have had residents as old as 100 and still fully independent.
It's interesting because today, folks are living longer and longer, and you always hear 50 is the new whatever, you know, fill in the blank. But people really are not only living longer, but they're staying active a whole lot longer.
We are staying more active. You know, one of the things that we do, I actually got several things going on this month, but one thing in particular that we do in independent living is we bring in geriatric certified instructors to teach our exercise classes. We don't want to leave it up to our activities department. We want the professionals to come in because they're the ones that are going to be able to keep our residents healthy, flexible, and mobile for a much longer period of time. So between our exercise classes and our aquatics classes, we have 11 different classes taught by geriatric certified instructors. One of the things that our life enrichment director started this month is a walking club, because with it being in the winter, especially with the winter that we've had, it's really easy to just sit down and become very sedentary. So she started a walking club. We got pedometers for everybody that wanted to participate, and they're competing not against one another, but against themselves to see how many steps they can keep in or get in a daily basis. So it's really a lot of fun watching the residents on these bitterly cold days. They're going to be walking the halls, going up and down the elevators, you know, just kind of exploring the building. This week, I anticipate seeing a lot more of them outside soaking up some sunshine.
There is a growing trend nationwide, and that growing trend is folks are retiring earlier. You see a lot of people retiring at age 50 to 60 years old as opposed to 65, 70. With that said, are you planning ahead to figure out we need to expect younger generations starting to move in here right at 55, let's say, in the future?
We do, and that's the reason why we're looking at the expansion that we're doing. The expansion will be more of an active aging lifestyle. So where the average age resident in independent living currently is 83, although even that age is beginning to come down, we anticipate the average age going into the active living community as being closer to the 70 to 75 mark.
Oh, so you guys are right along with that trend then?
We really are. You know, again, Dr. Adams, in his vision for what he saw for the aging population, he always planned for there to be an expansion on the Adams Place campus. Obviously, 30 years ago, it wasn't known exactly what that would look like, because 30 years ago, we didn't know how we were going to be aging in 30 years. We had no idea we were going to be living into our hundreds and still being healthy. So the plans have changed over the years, just trying to figure out what it is that needs to be built. But with the trends that we're seeing nationwide, but especially just from the health perspective of aging, we realize that we need to be prepared for that younger generation that's going to be stepping into retirement.
And those who are in independent living, what types of group trips or vacations do y'all take?
So we don't currently do any vacations. We do a lot of day trips. Our life enrichment director, she plans a lot of different outings. It may be shopping in Nashville. It may be going to a musical performance or a play of some sort, going out to lunch. We took a group of them last week out to Cracker Barrel just to get out and keep doing things, keep moving, keep engaging in the outside community. It's really easy, you know, because we do provide so much on the campus, it's really easy to come on campus and just stay there. But we really find it important to get outside of our own walls and continue being involved in Rutherford County, in Davidson County, in the different types of things that we have to offer.
Now, how big are the apartments or the units in that independent living section?
Independent living ranges from 700 to 1,500 square feet.
So like a small house.
Exactly. I've had potential residents walk in and look at their spouse and say, well, this is bigger than our first apartment. So, you know, it's really nice. Even the 700 square foot one bedroom apartment, that's bigger than my kids live in their college campus dorms, you know. So it's really nice spaces.
Again, Terry Deal with Adams Place on the air with us. During the time of holidays, let's say somebody's got a fairly small family, can their son, their daughter, or whatever the case is, can they come to that independent living unit and spend the night with grandmother, grandfather, whoever it is?
Absolutely. Not only can they stay in the home, in the apartment of their loved one, but we also have guest rooms. So let's say that mom or grandmom is in one of the small one-bedroom apartments and they just don't want to cramp her. They can certainly stay in one of our guest rooms that we have available.
In those guest rooms, is it like a hotel room?
It's exactly like a hotel room. I would put us up against Embassy Suites any day of the week.
Nice.
Yeah.
Again, Terry Deal with us this morning. We're going to take a short break to talk more about Adams Place and what folks maybe need to prepare for in the future whenever they decide to make that decision of going into independent living or maybe a nursing home. Who knows what it is down the road, but again, prepare ahead. We'll talk more about that in just a second, and we'll be right back.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking. Old National Bank is in the borough on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard, which used to be Mercury Boulevard.
Visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies at Old National Bank.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Alan Butcher was one of many local residents who only went to Adams Place.
Of course, Adams Place, in my mind, is the premier senior care facility, not only in Murfreesboro, but in the immediate area. We're very happy here and so glad we came.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
MTSU Arts, together with Ascend Federal Credit Union, presents the Pulitzer Prize-winning play, Our Town, from February 27th through March 2nd in Tucker Theater. Showtimes are at 7:30 p.m. with a Sunday matinee at 2 p.m. For tickets and more information, visit mtsu.edu/mtsuarts.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and WGNSradio.com.
Again, Terry Deal in studio with us today from Adams Place right here in Murfreesboro, talking about a variety of subjects dealing with Adams Place and aging. And I guess going into this next portion of the program, what are some of the biggest questions you receive there at Adams Place whenever somebody is looking for this big move in their life?
The questions are always going to be different. The children want to make sure that mom or dad are going to be safe, that they're going to be well fed, and that they're going to be taken care of. The potential resident themselves, they want to make sure that they're still going to be able to be involved, that there's going to be things that they can do, whether that is music or outings or card or board games, different ways of giving back. I have a lot of residents who are still very actively involved in the community, not only the Adams Place community, but the Murfreesboro community. They may still work. A lot of them, we've got a large volunteer base on our campus. So it's a lot of fun getting our residents plugged in. One of the things that we do is when they're moving into independent living, is we have them fill out an interest survey so that we can figure out, okay, here are the different areas that we need to plug you in. Do you like exercise? Do you like games? Do you like going on bus trips? Do you like going out to eat? Do you like volunteering? What is it that you're interested in so that we can help plug you in so that you can still have an active life?
So this volunteering, it could be going to Greenhouse Ministries on a Saturday to help out there.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've got residents that still do volunteer work in the community, such as Greenhouse. A number of them volunteer at their churches. It's fun walking into work in the morning about 8 o'clock, and they're sitting there waiting on their ride to go to work. And I'm like, okay, well, what's your work? And they'll start telling me I do this volunteer work at the library or at my church or at Greenhouse or wherever. And then we coordinate. We've got a growing group of residents that do volunteer work with Caris, and they will either visit with individuals who are on hospice, or they'll make phone calls just to touch in, touch base with them, see how they're doing. And then we've got other residents that just do other types of volunteer. I've got one gentleman in particular who has been volunteering. He moved in probably 7 years ago and has been volunteering on our campus since the day he moved in, whether it's calling bingo or delivering coffee or delivering newspapers or whatever to the residents in assisted living, memory care, and long-term care. So it's just figuring out where they want to be plugged in and getting them plugged in that way.
Sounds good. Again, Terry Deal with us this morning. And once more, if you have any questions, feel free to text those to us at 615-893-1450. Here's a question asking about insurance and what types of insurance you accept and how does that even work with independent living versus assisted living and nursing care facilities.
So that does become a very complicated question. Insurance, if you're talking Medicare or supplemental medical insurance, that is only going to be applicable in the rehab setting. So if you've been to the hospital and you need some short-term inpatient rehab, then either Medicare or your supplemental policies are going to kick in there. If it is a long-term care insurance policy that someone's talking about, then that is applicable normally in assisted living, memory care, or long-term care. But it's really important to have a verification of benefits call done on that policy to see exactly what they will cover. There are some things that a long-term care policy is going to cover in independent living, but it's going to be care-related, not living-related. So again, we really need to know more specifics about your circumstance so that we can give a pinpoint answer as to what is going to apply.
Here's an interesting question, and I'm sure you get lots of questions when people come to you asking about Adams Place,
yes.
But this one, what if my dad's personality does not get along with his potential neighbor?
Well, we actually do have those situations occur from time to time. Best thing I can tell you, in independent living, we have 89 apartments, so if you don't get along with one neighbor, you've got 87 more that you can be friends with.
Hey, how does it go with moving? When somebody moves in, do you have services to help with that? What do you do?
So most of our residents will hire a moving company or a service. We've got a service called Next Stage for Seniors that we work with really closely that they can do not only do your packing, loading, and unloading, but they will unpack your stuff, decorate your apartment, and you just kind of walk in. Then you have other moving services where you pack it and they just load it and unload it for you, and then you unpack it. Once the resident arrives, we do provide some move-in assistance in that once they kind of get their apartment settled, we'll go in and help them move furniture around if they need to. We'll help them get all their pictures hung on the wall to start transforming it into that home-like setting.
And have you got any units with like faux fireplaces or anything?
Residents are more than welcome to bring the electric fireplaces in. Obviously, we can't have anything wood-burning or gas, but we've got a growing number of residents that will pick out their desired style of electric fireplace, and it's really interesting how much that warms the apartment.
This next question, I think you pretty much already answered it earlier when somebody texted about medications, but this one is asking, I have balance issues and need help from time to time. Can I hire a nurse for temporary care?
If we're talking the independent living setting, then yes. My recommendation would be to contract with Senior Helpers, that third-party service that we're partnered with. The other thing that I would recommend for this particular individual is that as soon as we get you settled in, we get you in Melanie's balance classes. We've got both a stretch and balance and a balance class. And those classes in particular have really made a huge impact in the comfort that our residents have. Those who have had balance issues now do not have balance. They're still cautious just because we're more cautious as we age. But because they're going through these classes and learning balance techniques, then they're more secure when they're out walking around.
Do you sometimes see big changes in people for the positive once they're there? Maybe the social interaction, but do you see some big changes for the positive?
Absolutely. Again, yes, the socialization is going to be important. Another thing that's going to be really important is nutrition, because I've even noticed at my age, it's real easy to go home and have a peanut butter sandwich or a bag of popcorn instead of cooking for myself. So a lot of people may not be getting proper nutrition in their home setting, but when they get to Adam's Place and they're eating regularly in the dining room and or in the bistro, that is going to strengthen their physical bodies. Then by getting them plugged into the exercise classes, that's going to help develop some strengthening. And just walking the building, going from point A to point B, is probably going to be walking further than they're in the habit of walking in their home. So that's naturally going to also increase strength.
It's amazing what sleep and nutrition do for the human body.
Absolutely. And they are both underrated.
Yeah. And you probably see massive changes in that category once you see people who move into independent living. Mm-hmm. I bet you see some massive changes there.
We really do. And changes for the better. I mean, you know, in addition to things that I've already talked about, you know, it's not uncommon for me to recommend to a resident, well, let's get some physical therapy in here with NHC Home Care and just kind of get you back on your feet, get you back to where you really need to be so that you can then maintain that.
This next question, I'm considering bringing my mom there sometime for a tour, but they're asking, for some reason, I don't see information that mentions game nights or leisure travel, such as even cruises.
So we have not yet gone on a cruise. I will volunteer to lead that event. Be happy. We'll pick out a place and we'll take off this summer. So we don't do those extended types of trips. Our activities calendar is going to keep somebody up to speed on the different types of things that we do regularly do. We do have partnerships with some companies that come in and share their travel itineraries, because I've got a number of residents who do still travel the world. They're still taking 2 or 4 week long cruises to different parts of the world. So we provide opportunity to get the information on these, but that particular type of activity is not anything that we're currently doing.
Now, when it comes to married couples, are there packages available for that independent living, or is it the same price? You're not buying the care necessarily for independent living, but instead the unit.
So when we're talking about spouses moving in, the second person, one of them is considered the primary resident. They're the ones that are going to be billed the cost of the unit. And then there is a $750 companion fee for that second person. So that basically is just covering utilities and food for the second person.
Okay, so that does cover the meals that are, I mean, those are with not only assisted living, but with independent living too.
Correct. Now that companion fee, I believe in assisted living, it is $1,000. Don't hold me to that one, Scott. I cover independent living. Steve Chapek covers assisted living. I'm pretty sure that the companion fee in assisted living is $1,000.
But now there are lots of options. And I know we talked one time about how one could be living in independent living, mm-hmm. and another could be living, you know, that more advanced care
right.
type side of the facility.
Right. And that's one of the biggest conveniences for our campus where spouses are concerned. You know, it is not at all uncommon for a family to come to me and say, mom needs this level of care, dad needs this level of care. So it does make it convenient. While yes, you do walk across campus to visit your spouse, they're right there on that campus. You're not having to get out and drive in Murfreesboro traffic to be able to go visit.
Now, what do you do in cases of Alzheimer's or dementia?
depends on the severity. Depending on what is going on with that individual, you can still successfully live in independent living while you are still safe. My primary concern for my independent living residents is their safety. If for cognitive reasons they are no longer safe, then I'm meeting with the families to transition them to a higher level of care. And then it just depends on whether they're a wander risk or whether they need 24-hour oversight as to whether they're going to be in assisted living or be transitioning into memory care. So that just comes down to an assessment.
Do you have doctors that will go to the room of a patient to visit, or do you have information on how, you know, you can make that contact so that that does happen?
We do. So we've got a medical director in our healthcare center. And then for our assisted living residents and our independent living residents, we've got a partnership with a company called Blue Sky House Calls. And that's exactly what it sounds like. They are doctors providing house calls. So they come to our campus every Monday. And if you need to be seen, you just get on the list and they'll see you. But if you happen to get sick on Wednesday or Thursday, you pick up the phone and call them and they send somebody in to take care of you.
That's really unique. I mean, that goes back to the older days of medicine when things used to be a lot more personal.
Yes, absolutely.
If anybody has any questions, if they want to stop by for a tour, do they just drop in or do they need to call ahead?
Either one is fine. I always encourage drop-ins. I like drop-ins because you get to see us in the reality of our day-to-day mix, okay? The only thing that I would say is if you're wanting to sit down and talk money and availability, I do strongly recommend appointments. So like for independent living, I am the only one that will sit down and have that level of conversation with you. Because I'm the executive director, I'm pulled in a lot of different directions. So I want to make sure that I've got enough time scheduled to spend with you to get you the answers that you need. Make sure you get a good look at the building and that sort of thing. And then again, you know, for assisted living, either meeting with Steve or with Claire Little to get that specifics. But if you just want to pop in and see what we look like on a day-to-day basis, by all means, come on by.
Now, I know we only have a minute left, but do you have different social media pages so family can kind of watch and see what's happening there at Adams Place?
I know we're on Facebook. Pretty sure that we're on Instagram. That's something that Claire Little manages. Facebook, I know for sure we do a lot there.
Again, Terry Deal with us this morning from Adams Place. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Scott.
We're WGNS, Murfreesboro. Our mission is in our name, GNS, Good Neighbor Station.